Hi guys, so today I want to cover a couple topics. I had a realization yesterday. I don't know if you guys know this, if you noticed, or you know that and you just, oh, it's okay, it's normal. But like, I don't know, as I'm doing my body sculpting for my clients and I'm doing the stomach and massaging, I'm like, okay, it would be beneficial for you to go get a body massage and, you know, keep draining that lymph, keep moving it around, out and out, and draining, you know, the belly. So I'm like, you know, if you have a massage therapist, go get a, you know, a body massage. But then I realized that when we get a body massage, they don't massage our stomach area or like the abs, the muscles here. And I was like, why? I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think it's like a thing? Is it too private? Like your stomach, it's too private? Or like if you would have asked, the massage therapist would do it? Or like what's happening with that area? Like, okay, they massage our legs, they massage our arms, they massage everything, the shoulders, the upper shoulders, the lower back, they avoid, you know, the area, the genitals. They avoid, of course, sometimes if you ask, I think they do the buttocks muscles. But what about the stomach? You know, that's like, I don't know. And then yesterday, I actually came across a friend. She's a massage therapist. And I asked her, I'm like, okay, I have a question for you. Seriously, like, you're a massage therapist for over like 10 years. Tell me about this. And, you know, I asked her, like, why don't people massage stomachs? And she said, well, it is like too private and people don't feel comfortable either doing it. Like if a massage therapist is a woman and she's doing it for a man, that's not very, you know, comfortable. And then vice versa, maybe it, like, for a woman it might be ticklish, it might be sensitive, it might be just like not enjoyable, I guess. But if you ask for it, I'm sure they will do it. You know, they will drain the fluids in your stomach, they will, you know, drain the lymph down into the lymph nodes so they can, you know, leave the body through urine or sweat, which is so important. You know, there's so many organs here in our belly. So I definitely encourage you to ask your massage therapist to massage your stomach, only if you feel okay with that, of course. So that's what I would do. So that was, you know, a thing that, and she, you know what she said? She said in Europe, she was Lithuanian and I'm Lithuanian. So in Lithuania or Europe, it's like a thing. Like if you go get a body massage, you will be, your stomach will be massaged. Like it's normal. And here it's not. And I'm like, what? Is that like creepy or something? Or like what? So what do you guys think? Do you get your stomach massaged by your body massage therapist, or you avoid the area and you don't want it? Or does the massage therapist don't know how to? So, okay. And then the next topic I want to cover today is how do we eat? Because people always talk about what to eat. You know, don't eat this, don't eat that. Get on this diet, get on that diet. And it's like, oh my goodness. So, and then I was like, in the morning today, I was like, wait, okay, so, okay, I know what I eat. I know what I eat is good. What else? It's like, and then I felt like, sometimes I get tensed up when I eat in the kitchen or something. I feel like I tense up. It's like I stop breathing. I tense up. It's like, you know, I just hunted like an animal or something. And I'm just like, urgh. And then I was like, relax, relax, relax. In my mind, and I'm just like, relax, relax, relax. It's okay. You don't have to be in a hurry. Get this down fast. You can relax. And then I was like, okay, how do other people eat? How do you eat? Do you eat like, you know, in a hurry? Do you eat enjoyably, pleasurably? Do you eat it on the grass in the picnic? Do you eat in the, you know, kind of like scared? Are you feeling guilty when you eat or regrettable eating? Or Or are you consciously eating? Like, relax, 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 you know, like it's okay. You don't have to tense up your stomach. You don't have to stop breathing. You can enjoy, you know, the food. But so it was really hard for me to do this. I still have to remind myself to relax when I eat, because I feel like I'm always in a hurry of some sort. Like I have to get this down as quickly as I can. And I don't understand why do we do that. It's like, okay, I have a dinner. I have plenty of time now. And, you know, and still it's like, so I don't like to be tensed up. I feel like my body tenses up. I tuck in my belly. I can't relax. And then I overeat because, I don't know, it's just like I forgot to breathe. Do you guys get that? I mean, do you guys eat like relaxed, or you guys are tensed and like in a hurry, or you guys just... So yeah, that was my interesting thought, you know, because like people always say, oh yeah, this, that, I eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. But what if you like sit down and slowly enjoy and actually have time to smell the food too? Because I feel like we don't even smell the food. I don't. Okay, I shouldn't say you guys don't do that, but I didn't. I'm just talking about myself and my personal experience. I'm not telling you to do anything. So, you know, so it's really interesting, like, how do people eat, you know, and how it has an effect, you know, on the body to like, respond and receive that food in such a better way, to metabolize it, you know, and to digest it. I feel like I feel so much better when I tell myself, like, relax, 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 it's okay. It's just a game changer for me, it was. Because I always overate. I mean, the portion control is hard. So I feel like I like to eat pretty much anything. But the biggest thing for me, and I tell my clients too, is the portion control. It's the portions. Like, if you split that in half, you won't be half as big. So yeah, I feel like that what works for me, I think. Yeah, it's, you know, relaxing and eating less, like splitting my portions. It's just like portion. Yeah, so that's it, I think, for today. And thank you guys for listening. Bye.